9 of the 11 candidates for St. Petersburg mayor discussed city issues today before a packed Suncoast Tiger Bay Club. The question from the audience that was voted most difficult required each candidate to say which competitor he or she would vote for. Scott Wagman selected a person who considered running for mayor, but instead opted to stay on the Pinellas County Commission, Ken Welsh. Wagman says he hopes that Welsh succeeds him as St. Petersburg mayor.
That's a great question, and it goes to character. The person I will support if I was not running for mayor of St. Petersburg, a person of the utmost character, a man who transcends race, who understands the regional issues that are confronting us, is Commissioner Ken Welsh.
City Council member Jamie Bennett said he would support whichever mayoral candidate would guarantee that future rail lines in St. Petersburg connect downtown with Tampa.
If a mayor does not support the new train coming to St. Pete, I won't support any of them. The train has got to go across the Howard Franklin. You need to sit at every meeting of TBARTA, and the train cannot go to Oldsmar, where it's going right now. So whoever's mayor better be fighting for that train and have a union station down by Tropicana Field.
In response to that same question, former city council members Kathleen Ford and Bill Foster traded barbs with each other regarding one of Ford's main campaign issues, mismanagement of city finances.
Well, actually, I was supporting Bill Foster, and then I found out he didn't realize that he had approved of securities lending and hadn't been reading the annual audits for the last years that showed $135 million, then $184 million, and then $194 million of your roughly $200 million operating dollars had been lent. The city lost $15.8 million, and I took the information to Bill, and I love him dearly, but he hadn't realized that he had approved of securities lending of operating funds.
Foster responded by saying that Ford, too, had approved that method of managing funds. That led Ford to shake her head in disagreement, while Jamie Bennett applauded.
I'm glad that Mrs. Ford did support me, and I will say that she has the greatest hindsight of anybody in the world. Because on December 18th of 1997, long before I became a council member, she approved the city's investment policy, which added securities lending as a part of the investment strategy. So she cannot deny that she created the train, which started rolling long before I got there. To answer the question specifically, I would support Larry Williams.
Most candidates had ideas on how to deal with the city's budget crisis. On Tuesday, Kathleen Ford proposed a budget plan that includes reducing property taxes and increasing police and fire department funding while cutting high salary management positions within the city. City Council member and mayoral candidate Jamie Bennett suggested that the other candidates, who are now coming up with ideas for the city's budget, could have played a more active role in the budget process.
I want to welcome all the candidates to the budget discussion. On May 26th, we had an all-day meeting, and thank you to all the other city council members. It was a long meeting, and line by line, everything was on the table and discussed. We have to understand that we're in one of the worst shortfalls in our history. And to sit up here and tell us that we're going to have more spending, I really want to caution people. This is the first year that we're probably really going to be digging into the bone.
Devron Gibbons, a public affairs executive with the payday loan company AmScot, has done well in fundraising and picked up a major endorsement recently, Republican governor and St. Petersburg resident Charlie Crist.
I offer you that I will be rolling out the Gibbons plan for St. Petersburg, a plan built by me and my experiences, but also from listening to you, the people from across the city. The four pillars of that plan: jobs, public safety, no new taxes, and an open government led by a people's mayor. The time has come for all of us to pull together, to work together, and yes, succeed together as one city moving forward. Thank you. I'm Devron Gibbons, and I'm running to be your next mayor.
Some candidates, most notably Scott Wagman, say they are likely to replace Police Chief Chuck Harmon if they become mayor. But Larry Williams supports Harmon.
I will not go and do a national search for a new police chief. I believe the police chief and this police department in this town can fulfill the needs on crime.
Candidate Alex Hack reiterated his desire to move the state capital to St. Pete, and he guaranteed that it would be. He also suggested beautifying the city by reducing the time political signs can be displayed.
Some of your candidates up here will come up front and tell you how much they love the city and how beautiful the city is. And in the interim, they have it cluttered up for 6-7 months with their signs. I will introduce a new ordinance, hopefully that will pass when I'm in office. And I think 30 to 35 days is more than sufficient to cluster up this city.
Bill Foster was asked why, after he finished serving on the city council, he wrote a letter supporting state science standards that would allow teaching of alternative theories of organic evolution. He said it was to defend the First Amendment rights of children who question evolution, but not specifically to advocate teaching the creation story found in Genesis.
I do not subscribe to Darwin's theory of evolution. I am the, as Adam Smith from the Times, I'm the holy roller, the crazy Christian. But I will tell you this. I do believe the Bible is the Word of God, and I subscribe to the Genesis account when it comes to creation. I never once purported to advocate for the teaching of the Genesis account in the public school. I know the Constitution better than I think most people up here, probably with the exception of Kathleen.
The candidates were asked by State Representative Rick Kreisman if they had ever lobbied their state legislative delegation in the Capitol. Paul Congemi replied that he had not.
I plan to go next year if I should lose this race. And with all sincerity, I'm going to run for governor. So I'm going up there to register to run for governor.
Congemi also said he would be assassinated if he disclosed information he had about the St. Petersburg Police Department, and said he would redirect his mayoral salary, except for $10,000, to homeless programs. Another candidate, Richard Eldridge, said it was his first speech ever in politics.
A lot of you are wondering, Richard, why do you want to become mayor? Why do you want a six-figure income in the worst recession in your entire lifetime and run the fourth largest city in the fourth largest state? Well, it's simply like this. If I were to be gunned down in the street tomorrow, the newspaper would say, Richard Eldridge, gunned down in the street. But if I were gunned down in the street as mayor, the paper would say, Mayor Eldridge, assassinated. I like how that sounds.